In 1615, a time where biblical paintings were in flourish, Jacopo d'Ampelli has an idea for a painting depicting the sacrifice of Isaac. Traditionally, the painting shows the story of Abraham, who was commanded by God to kill his son Isaac. At the last moment, the angel, in the upper left corner, stops him and applauds him for his faith. But, from my eyes, this painting tells a very different story. In my eyes, I see a father and his son living in a Christian town. The father is a priest and goes every day to work and strengthen his belief in God. Every day when the father goes off to work, the son is left home alone to do what he wants. He wanders the hills, sometimes alone, sometimes with his friends. As the day goes on, the son begins to feel more uncomfortable in his own skin. So one day when the father goes off to work, the son travels down to his father's room where he finds a box of his mother's old clothes. He shuffles through the box, pulling out his mother's favorite silk dress and hurrying back down the hallway to his bedroom. I picture a boy carefully laying the dress down on the bed and slowly pulling the dress over his head. As the silk comes in contact with his skin, he finally feels like himself again. He twirls around a few times, simply enjoying the feeling of the dress as it flows around him, as he lets his hair out of its bun when it's pulled out of his face. A son, in an instant, becomes a daughter. Isaac, in an instant, becomes an Isabella. For a moment, she is happy. Then her father comes home. I see a father coming in the door down the hallway to see his daughter's door open. I see a father's eyes who cloud over when he sees his daughter in his wife's old dress. A father whose belief in God leads him to feel disgrace and disgust at his daughter, and so he furiously stomps into his daughter's room, and with his clouded eyes, grabs her arm and pulls her out to their backyard. The animals run and hide as the father's angry steps pound through the yard. I see a father, with his clouded eyes, making his daughter take his wife's dress off and tell her, "See, are you not a man?" I see a daughter whose eyes, while not clouded with anger, are pooled with tears. They fall slowly as her father pulls his hunting knife from his sheath and holds it in front of his daughter, grabbing her hair in his fist. He looks upward, his beliefs lead him, as he gets ready to destroy his daughter's identity. The daughter looks down in shame and terror as she prays desperately to a God that she isn't even sure exists anymore, because if he was, how could he let this happen? All of a sudden, as if in answer to her desperation, the clouds burst open and the angel flies in from the heavens. He grabs the father's arm and says, "Stop. This is not what God would want. God loves all of his children no matter who they are, and just as God loves your daughter, he wishes for you to love her as well." And suddenly, a father's eyes have been cleared, and he looks to his arms, and he finally sees his weeping daughter, and he realizes how his own pride has gotten in the way of what truly matters, his daughter. He drops the knife in his hand, and it hits the ground with a soft thud, the sound pulling the attention of the weeping daughter, who looks up in surprise. When she looks up, she sees not an angry man, but a loving father with tears in his eyes and love in his open arms. And as they walk back home, Isaac is finally gone as Isabella walks home with her father. With such a rich story and various interpretations, it only makes sense that this painting could reside in Lawrence, being one of the only three cities in Kansas that lawfully prohibits discrimination against people for their sexual orientation or gender identity. This has been Jenna R. with another Bulldog Art Tour.